Greetings, members and friends, and welcome to another commentary and preview to this Sunday's study of the Word. This Sunday's study text is entitled, God Foretells of Redemption, and it is based on Isaiah chapter 49, verses 1 through 13. Today's study is a look at how God has used His servant to save His people, both within the servant nation and the rest of the world. God's people are those God has chosen to save from eternal death. He has something planned for them. They have passed the test of faith. For passing the test of faith, they shall receive and inherit what God has next for them. Whatever that is, it is the reason they and the world in which they inhabit was created. The text keeps referring to the servant. This servant is no one individual, but a collection of people and groups who have been employed into God's service for the purpose of seeking, sanctifying, and saving His people. In verse 1, the servant declares to the world that he was foreordained. His mission and purpose predated his physical existence. Furthermore, he says the Creator has made him to be a special weapon able to overcome and penetrate every defense that may come against it. The servant will be used to manifest and display God's glory. The servant then confesses that he has not accomplished what he was used for in reference to Israel's role as a nation to live up to be God's chosen and holy people as the example to the rest of the world. But the servant declares his faith is in God's hand and that God will do what he must to see that his servant is successful in carrying out his purpose. Again, the servant declares his preordained purpose. This time, not only will he be the means to Israel's restoration, but he will be revealed to the rest of the world to secure God's people everywhere. In verse 6, note the language of the chosen among Israel. Likewise, God has and is choosing people in every place and in every time for His own. In verse 8, God reassures His servant that He has preserved him and has been biding his time for him to continue and complete his mission. God is withholding the servant's revelation until an appointed time. At that time, the servant will establish a covenant people from every part of the world and even the most remote and godless places on earth. As Jesus declared, there will be one shepherd and one fold. At this time, the servant shall declare the salvation of the Lord and feel and comfort all those who mourn and hunger and thirst after righteousness. Their every spiritual need will be met. God will reassure His people that He has not abandoned them by comforting them in every manner they need. The servant will make the way plain and cast down and remove the barriers for all of God's people to come to Him. Let the rejoicing begin, the prophet says, because the Lord has rescued and saved His people by the hand of His servant and given them the means to overcome all of their afflictions and discomforts. So Isaiah tells us of and describes God's servant as a polished arrow and sharp sword, ready to be used in the manner and time of His choosing to defeat everything and anything that will stand in the way of him securing the souls of his children. Well, be sure to look over the study again and come prepared to offer your comments, questions, and perspective on the meaning of the study. If you can't attend your own Sunday school class this Sunday, you can join us live and online at our website and clicking the online services link. You can also join us live by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comments section, or you can share them on Sunday. So let's all have a great lesson and discussion this Sunday, and remember to fear God and keep His commandments.